I thought I'd let you hear what it's like when it's raining in Vietnam. How do you like this for rain? It just quieted down, so it's really not as bad. It just started raining a few minutes ago, and it was making so much noise. We're listening to TV, and we couldn't even hear it. Maybe you can't even hear me. It's hard to believe that just a few minutes ago it was bright and sunny and we were outside playing volleyball. And we were in here watching TV, and all of a sudden you can't even hear the TV. It's making so much noise. These are actually the monsoon type rains, which should end in about a month. But while they're here, it's just hard to believe that, you know, it used to rain hard in Georgia, but this is absolutely ridiculous. Hi everyone, I hope you enjoyed the rain. Today it's Monday, and it's now about 5 to 10, and would you believe it's raining again? The tape I made with the rain was from yesterday. Today it's just sort of drizzling, and it's rather cool, and it's very nice. We've had a fairly busy day. Quite a few emergencies came in, but overall it hasn't been too bad. I got a new box of slides back today, and I thought I would again narrate the slides. And Ruth, I hope you get a holder for these slides, you know, like the round ones that I have, and I'm sure you can buy them over at the Woodland Hills camera store. Ruth, be sure and show them in the order that I describe them to you so that they'll come out right on the screen. Well, the first slide in this set, number one slide, is when I went to Saigon, and that's the entrance to Tan Son Nhut Air Force Base. You can see the sign there, and that building on the right, I mean on the left, is a little pagoda type building. It's amazing, after you've been here in Cu Chi, to go to Saigon and see paved roads with cars on it, because you just don't see any in Cu Chi. You see jeeps and trucks, but that's it, and there are of course no paved roads. They try to put a little tar on the roads, but usually it only lasts about a week because the tanks go over it every day and really tear it up. The next slide I took just by turning around and looking out towards Saigon from Tan Son Nhut Air Force Base, and that's a French cemetery in the foreground, and some of the buildings that the Vietnamese people live in the background. And each one of those fronts is a little store where they, of course, try to entice you to come in and buy jewelry or anything else that they might want to sell. Number three was taken from Third Field Army Hospital and looking right across the street. This is about two blocks from Tan Son Nhut. And on this particular day, it had rained the night before, so that many of the areas in the city were flooded. And these are little boys who are swimming in this large pond, which is about 2 or 3 feet deep. And when it rains like this, out of the weeds come these very large snails. I'm sorry I didn't get any pictures of them, but they're about 3 inches long. And these little boys are scooping them up and selling them to people as they come by. Number four is a picture taken from airplane. Not the airplane, but the helicopter, taking off from Tan Son Nhut. And I believe that if you look in the background, you'll see a green grassy area, and then a tall building across the street from that, just to the right, and I think that right around there is where Third Field Army Hospital is. But I can't be really sure, because it's hard to tell from this picture exactly which direction I'm looking. I'd have to see it projected, and I'm just looking at a little viewer right now. The next few pictures were all taken from the helicopter ride. We're going from Saigon to Benoit. See, when you stop at what they call Hotel 3 to catch a chopper ride back to Cu Chi, you never know where you're going to go. They might stop someplace on the way, and we happen to catch a courier flight that had to go to Benoit. Well, the course from Benoit to Saigon goes directly over the city of Saigon, so I was able to get these pictures. Whereas if I caught a chopper ride directly to Cu Chi, we'd go over the edge of the city and over the all the villages. Now, right in front of us, you can see we're coming to a large cemetery, just on the right there. It's still on the same picture, and I think this is a cemetery that you saw in Life magazine, where they showed that this is where the VC attacked from, coming over this French cemetery. And it's hard to believe that it's right in the middle of the city. I think the next picture, number 6, shows it. No, it's not yet. It's the one after this. This is just another, number 6 is just another picture showing the city. You can see how tightly packed the houses are. And there are quite a few multi-story buildings, and there are, of course, streets that run down the center of the city. Of course, Cu Chi is just a small village. So compared to this, this is like going to a tremendous metropolis. Now, the next picture is the one of the cemetery, and I believe this is the cemetery that the VC attacked from. Picture number 8 is just another picture showing a busy street scene in Saigon. Again, shows the tightly packed homes. It's a very flat area. There are just no mountains to be seen anywhere. The closest mountains, I think, are on the Cambodian border, which, of course, is in the direction of Cu Chi. The next picture shows a portion of the Saigon River as it winds through the city and shows the homes that border right on the river, and there are some of these homes are up on stilts, and you can see them as you fly over them from a helicopter. The next picture is again an aerial view, again showing the river. In the background, you can see the ocean. You can see that Saigon is very near to the ocean. And that's the southern portion of the Gulf of Tonkin. Here's a close-up view, and I'm sure when you project this, you'll be able to see much more detail than I can, but you can see a little junk there down in the river, and again, the homes up on stilts. It looks like the river is down pretty low now, but you can imagine it coming up high right to the base of those homes. And in the background, you can see a highway, and it looks to me like there are a few military vehicles, and look, maybe a Volkswagen. And then right in the center, you can see a little tiny thing that's a Lambretta motor scooter with places for about 6 people to sit in the back. And this is one of the most popular modes of transportation throughout Saigon and throughout Vietnam. These little Lambrettas with in which they pile about between 6 and 8 people in the back. The number of people depends upon whether they're Vietnamese or Americans. As you know, the Vietnamese are so small that you can really pile a lot of them into a small machine. This is a view coming on into Cu Chi. This is the airport, or the at least the landing strip. And those little areas in the foreground, they look like little walls, about 6 of them. That's where the choppers are kept. And I think those contain actually little biplanes that they use for reconnaissance. And then in the distance you can see some of the little chopper pads and the hangar where they repair the choppers. And in the background, just to the left of that large hangar, is the hospital. Of course, in the background you can see the rain coming down, and the skies here are just beautiful and make wonderful pictures. The next slide is from that trip I told you I took to the Catholic church, which is just outside of Cu Chi. We went with the chaplain here, who was a Catholic priest, and that is the church you're looking at with statues in front. And this is about 100 yards outside the perimeter, but of course you have to drive about 2 miles to get there through a small city called Baca. This next picture shows the chaplain person handing I think it's a bag of flour to the Catholic, the Vietnamese Catholic priest. And you can see all these children here. This Catholic priest says he feeds 250 children each day in his school, and apparently will occasionally keep several thousand people overnight, especially when the VC are attacking villages around the area. The church here was just beautiful, and I was amazed at how big it is. Apparently he gives a sermon for about 2,000 people every Sunday morning. I don't know how many people live in the village of Cu Chi, but certainly it's a very, very small village. The next picture is just another shot showing the little children, little girls and little boys that stay at this school. This is their school. This is where they go to school and learn how to read and write in Vietnamese. And most of these children are being kept there while their parents are working. The mothers, some of them, are hooch maids here at the hospital. The next picture is one of just a little Vietnamese boy that we met walking through the village of Baca. And he was carrying his little shoeshine kit and trying to get us to shine shoes, and also was wearing this little necklace of play beads. I was amazed that he spoke fairly good English, and probably picked it up from all the GIs that come over to Baca. This next picture shows a scene right outside the main gate to Cu Chi, and this is a small market area. All the hooch maids who leave when they're through working at 4 o'clock are apparently dropped off outside of this gate, and they may buy something to eat here or some small articles. A fellow in the foreground is emptying something, which I cannot read, from his truck, apparently to be sold to the girls as they come out after working. This is just another picture of the same market area, and you can see it's on a little stream, and that little hut where the children are is some type of a restaurant. I don't know what they're serving there, but it's something to eat. In this picture, you see a good shot of the little Lambretta motor scooters. You can see that they sit two people up in front, and in the back is a little enclosed area where about six people can sit. Please notice in the front of the little restaurant all the cases of Cokes and soft drinks. I don't know where these are obtained, but presumably they get them through the black market. Well, the next picture shows all the pseudo-doctors. The day we went out to shoot our 45s and the M16. And the only people I can recognize from this picture is a fellow with his back to you, closest to the camera, who is Bob Shavelson, who's the internist. And then the fellow with the hands on his hips and the sunglasses is Mike Chun. That's the guy on the left, whose watch you can see. He's from Hawaii. He went to Punahou, but knows nobody that I know, or that we know. The last picture shows us at the rifle range, which is not much of a rifle range, but the fellows here are shooting the M16 rifle. We went out there one Sunday morning. It's just outside the perimeter, and it's a little hairy walking out there because you walk by all these mines and traps that are clearly marked, but it is a little scary, and I don't think I'll ever do it again. The only reason I did it is that I'd never shot a 45 or an M16, and I figured if this is going to be the weapon that I'm going to have to use to protect myself, I might as well know how to fire it. But with our situation the way it is, I doubt whether I'll ever have the opportunity to do so. Well, that's all the pictures I have, and I hope you enjoy them, and I have some more that will be coming back probably in about a week, and I'll send them to you also. I got your card today, your card, and just loved it, and really cute. And of course, over here, I'm taking your advice, and I promise not to play any golf in the rain. Shirley wrote me a letter today and said that you might be allergic to tomatoes. I sure hope not, because I am drooling thinking about going out to dinner and maybe getting some pizza and Be horrible if you couldn't have any pizza. By the way, a taco just sounds so fantastic to me. It's one of the things I miss the most. I hope you don't spend your first paycheck all in one place. $35.86 just sounds fantastic. It really is a high-paying job, and I'm sure that we'll have no trouble with our financial matters now that you're so loaded. Have you been spending much time with Adrian? And what's Stuart doing now? Is he, wasn't he working down in Long Beach or somewhere? Or where was he, and what is he doing now? I'd like to know. I think I'll play this tape out and turn it over and talk a little more on the other side right now, okay? So I won't say anything more. I'll just run it through.